Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This evening we're going to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita as it is with translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 18, entitled The Perfection of Renunciation, text number 63.
Danas bomo prebrali verz iz Bhagavad Gita kakršna je s prevodenim komentarjem Šila Prabhupade iz 18. poglavlja s naslovom Zaključak popolnost kot sad odpovedovanja.
18th chapter is called The Perfection of Renunciation. Iti te jnanam akyatam guyat guyataram maya vimrishyaita desheshena yatechasi tatha kuru. Translation. Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
Prevod. Tako sem ti razodel še zaupnejše znanje. Dobro razmisli o tem, potem pa stori, kar želiš.
Purport. The Lord has already explained to Arjuna the knowledge of Brahma Bhuta. One who is in the Brahma Bhuta condition is joyful. He never laments, nor does he desire anything. That is due to confidential knowledge. Krishna also discloses knowledge of the Supersoul. This is also Brahman knowledge, knowledge of Brahman, but it is superior. You can read that one.
Komentar. Gospod je Arjuni že podal znanje o Brahma Bhuti. Kdo doseže raven Brahma Bhuta, je poln radosti. Za ničeva ne žaluje in si ničesar ne želi, saj ima zaupno znanje. Krišna je poučil Arjuna tudi o nadduši. To je prav tako znanje o Brahmanu, vendar pa je više.
So here, in this last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna, idam te jnanam akyatam.
V tem zadnjem poglavju Bhagavad Gita, Gospod Krishna Arjuni pojasnjuje,
thus I have explained to you knowledge.
Tako sem ti razodel znanje.
So the Bhagavad Gita is called itihasa, meaning that it is a historical event.
Bhagavad Gita se reče tudi itihasa, kar pomeni da je zgodovinski dogodek.
The Bhagavad Gita was spoken some 5000 years ago on the battlefield of Kurukshetra in India near Delhi.
Bhagavad Gita je bila izgovorjena pred 5000 leti na bojnem polju Kurukshetra v Indiji, blizu Delija.
The Bhagavad Gita is sometimes referred to as a religious book of the Hindus.
O Bhagavad Gita se včasih govori kot o religiozni knjigi Hindujcev.
But actually the Bhagavad Gita is not a religious book, rather it is a book of knowledge.
Ampak v bistvu Bhagavad Gita ni religiozna knjiga, ampak je knjiga znanja.
In other words, generally when people think of religion, they think of a particular faith.
Drugimi besedami, ponavadi, ko ljudje pomislijo na religijo, ponavadi pomislijo na neko vrsto vere.
In other words, today I have Christian faith. tomorrow I may change my mind and follow Muslim faith. And the day after that, I may become Jewish and follow the Jewish faith.
Drugimi besedami, danes verjamem v krščanstvo, jutri si lahko premislim in bom verjel v islam in potem še naslednji dan bom pa spet verjel v judovstvo.
When people talk about God, they have different ideas in their mind.
Ko ljudje govorijo o Bogu, imajo v glavi različne ideje.
If you talk to one man what he thinks about God, he will give you one explanation. You talk to a different man and a different man and a different man, you will get so many different explanations of the word God.
Če se z nekom pogovarjaš, ti bo on na svoj način povedal, kaj si misli o Bogu, kaj misli, da Bog je. Potem z nekom drugim in še tretjim, vsak ti bo povedal nekaj svojega.
But the Bhagavad Gita is knowledge referring to param satyam, or the highest truth.
Ampak Bhagavad Gita je pa znanje, ki se nanaša na param satyam, najvišjo resnico.
In so many verses we find at the end, satyam param dhimahi. I do meditate on the absolute truth.
V toliko verzih na koncu najdemo satyam param dhimahi. Meditiram na absolutno resnico.
Faith may be true, and faith also may be false.
Vera je morda resnična, ali pa ni resnična, ni upravičena.
A blind man may say, I don't believe in the existence of the sun.
Slepec morda lahko reče, ne verjamem, da sonce obstaja.
So his belief does not mean much to a person with eyes.
In to, v kar on ne verjame, v kar on verjame, ne pomeni veliko osebi, ki ima oči.
To him it may mean a lot. It's important, it is his faith, but it is not the truth.
Njemu lahko veliko pomeni, to je zanj pomembno, to je njegova vera, ampak to pa še ni resnica.
So when we want to understand the absolute truth, we should understand that that knowledge is transcendental to mundane faith.
Torej, če hočemo razumeti absolutno resnico, moramo razumeti, da to znanje ni povezano z posvetno vero.
What Krishna is discussing with Arjuna is in the arena or in the area of transcendental knowledge, and that knowledge can be understood and used by anyone of any faith.
To, o čemer se Krishna pogovarja z Arjuno, je transcendentalno znanje. In to znanje, o tem znanju se lahko pogovarja kdorkoli, z katerekoli vere.
For example, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna establishes na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuyaha ajo nitya shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is eternal and only the body is temporary.
Na primer, na začetku Bhagavad Gita Gospod Krishna pravi, duša je večna in samo telo je začasno.
So this is true for Christians, for Hindus, for Muslims, for Americans, for Slovenians.
To drži za kristjane, za hindujce, za američane, za slovence.
It is an eternal truth. It is a universal axiomatic truth.
To je večna resnica, univerzalna splošna aksiomatska resnica.
Lord Krishna also talks about transmigration of the soul or reincarnation.
Gospod Krishna govori tudi o potovanju duše ali reinkarnaciji.
And he gives a very good example of the body.
In podaja dober primer telesa.
The body goes through different changes in life.
Telo v življenju prehaja skozi spremembe.
All of us at one time had a baby body.
Всі смо на некій точці і мали телодоєнчка.
Right?
Кане?
And where did that body go?
А кам по то тело шло?
We got a youth body and the baby body went away.
Добили смо тело младенича і телодоєнчко є шло. Скинуло.
Every cell in the body dies and new cells replace the dead cells.
Всяка цілиця в телесу одмре і нова цілиця заміня то старо.
So over 7 years your whole body changes, you get a new body.
Тако да се по 7 летих твоє цілотно тело заміня, добиш ново тело.
This is not a Christian idea.
То не християнська ідея.
It doesn't belong to the Jews.
То не припада юдам.
It's not Hindu.
То не хіндуйська.
It's science.
Це знаність.
It's knowledge.
Це знання.
So Krishna says, Dehino smin yatha dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra numuyati. That a self-realized soul, he understands reincarnation. He can see it in the body.
In Krishna pravi, samo spoznana duša, ona razume reinkarnaciju, ona lahko vidi v telesu.
Namuyati means he's not bewildered by the changing body.
Namuyati pomeni da njega ne znede menjava teles.
We get very disturbed by the fact that the body is young, it gets middle age, it gets old and it dies.
Na zelo znemiri znede to da telo je mlado, potem pa ostara in ostari in zboli in umre.
But a self-realized soul understands that I am not the body, but I am the person looking out through the eyes. I am the experiencing soul.
Ampak samospoznana duša pa razume da jaz nisem telo, jaz sem duša ki gleda skozi oči, jaz sem tisti ki izkuša duša.
And just like when the sweater gets too warm,
tako kadar pulover, če postane pretopo,
you take it off.
Ga slečeš.
And when the body gets too old, you take it off.
In ko telo postane prestaro, ga slečeš.
And you put on your summer body.
In oblečeš poletno telo.
Or you get a new body, that's all.
Ali pa dobiš novo telo, to je vse.
Just as the soul passes from boyhood to youth to middle age to old age, at death the soul passes into another body.
Tako kot duša prehaja iz telesa iz otroštva v mladost, starost, odrasla leta in starost, tako v trenutku smrti duša pride v drugo telo.
Now if you are thinking that I am a Christian and this is not in my faith, then you're going to have trouble understanding that.
In če misliš, jaz sem kristjan in tega ni v moji veri, potem boš imel težave, da boš to razumel.
If a blind man thinks there is no sun, you're going to have a hard time convincing him.
Če slepec misli, da sonca ni, potem ga boš težko prepričal nasprotno.
Because faith is not necessarily the truth.
Kajti vera ni nujno resnica.
So Krishna in another verse here in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Jnanam teham savigyanam idam vakshami asheshatah. Yatavya jnanam geham savigyanam idam vakshami asheshatah yagyatva neha buyo naj gyatavyam avashishyate. I shall now declare to you, Arjuna, all knowledge, both phenomenal and noumenal.
Krishna v drugem verzu Bhagavad Gita 7 poglavju pravi Arjuni, zdaj ti bom razodil vse znanje, pojavno in nepojavno.
Phenomenal means knowledge or things that you can see with your senses that are observable, touchable, you can smell.
Javno pomeni znanje, ki ga lahko dobiš preko čutov, ki ga lahko zaznaš, zavonjaš, občutiš.
That is phenomenal knowledge.
To je pojavno znanje.
And noumenal means things beyond your immediate witnessing jurisdiction.
Nepojavno pa to je pa znanje, ki ga ne moreš neposredno zaznati.
So Krishna tells Arjuna that I will explain that knowledge, gyatavyam avashishyate, knowing which there will be nothing further to be known.
Krishna pravi Arjuni, jaz ti bom sedaj pojasnil znanje, ki ko ga boš dobil, potem ne bo nič, kar bi bilo treba vedeti.
So Krishna explains many things to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna v Bhagavad Gita Arjuni pojasnuje mnogo stvari.
He explains different processes by which the soul can be liberated from the prison house of the body.
Pojasnjuje različne procese, s katerimi se duša lahko osvobodi ujetništva v telesu.
As long as we think that I am the body, we are limited to the body.
Se dokler mislimo, jaz sem telo, smo omejeni na telo.
The body gets old, we think I get old.
Telo ostari in mi mislimo, jaz sem ostaril.
The body gets diseased, we think I, being the body, am getting diseased.
Telo zboli in mi mislimo, jaz, ker sem telo, sem zbolel.
Just like if you have a car and you become very attached to your car and your car gets old, sometimes you think I am getting old.
Tako kot če imaš avto in si zelo navezan na ta svoj avto, ko avto ostara, potem misliš, jaz sem ostaril.
Or if your car gets in an accident, you tell your friends, I got in a terrible accident.
In če imaš nesrečo z avtom, potem prijateljem praviš, ponesrečil sem se z avtom.
You don't say, my car was in an accident, you say, I was in an accident.
Ja, praviš, hudo sem se ponesrečil. Ne rečeš, moj avto se je ponesrečil, ponesrečil sem se z avtom, ampak praviš, jaz sem se ponesrečil.
A lot of that has to do with our meditation, our absorption in material things, and especially our absorption in the body.
To ima veliko opraviti z našo osredotočenostjo, absorbirnostjo v materialne stvari in še posebno na telo, materialno telo.
We do so many things that complicate our lives in the body.
Počnemo toliko stvari, ki zakomplicirajo naše življenje v telesu.
We do them without thinking.
To počnemo, ne da bi pomislili.
If we acquired this knowledge when we were very young, if our parents taught us these things, and we had an option, then we might conduct our lives in a different way.
Če bi dobili to znanje, ko bi bili še zelo mladi, in bi nas starši poučili o tem in bi imeli možnost izbire, potem bi možno, da bi življenje si popolnoma drugače uredili.
But because of our hedonistic culture, where one who gets a lot of material facility is worshipped, we are taught that you are the body and you can be happy by getting a lot of things, a lot of toys, and enjoying life.
Ampak zaradi hedonistične uživaške družbe okolja, kjer častijo tistega, ki ima veliko stvari, potem nas učijo, da bomo srečni, če bomo si pridobili veliko stvari in uživali v življenju.
The status symbols for success in our one-sided materialistic civilization are having a big house, having a fast Porsche car, and having 3 television sets in all our bedrooms, and in having a big bank account, and going for a tour to America for 2 months every year, and So many things. These are the status symbols for success.
Statusni simbol za uspeh v tej enosmerni materialistični družbi je imeti veliko hišo in dober Porsche auto in velik bančni račun, tri televizorje v vsake sobi in da greš za 2 mesece v Ameriko. To je statusni simbol uspeha.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Krishna gives Arjuna knowledge by which Arjuna can open his eyes and see the truth that he is not the body.
Krishna Arjuna podaja znanje, s katerim Arjuna lahko odpre oči in vidi resnico, da ni to telo.
This is a very basic principle in spiritual life.
To je osnovno načelo v duhovnem življenju.
If you say that I am interested in spiritual life, that I am practicing spiritual life, then the first thing you must know is that I'm not the body. I'm spiritual. That's spiritual life.
Če praviš, da se zanima duhovno življenje in da živiš duhovno življenje, potem je prva stvar, ki jo moraš spoznati, da nisi telo, da si duhoven. To je duhovno življenje.
And if you're not a hypocrite, then you have to conduct your life on this new understanding, this new paradigm.
In če nisi licemeren, potem moraš svoje življenje urediti v skladu s tem razumevanjem, s to paradigmo.
In my former life, I was doing everything for my tongue, my belly, and my genital.
V prejšnjem življenju sem vse počel, da bi se zadovoljil svoj jezik, trebuh, želodec in genitalije.
Now Krishna has given me knowledge by which I can open my eyes and see the truth. Now what should I do differently?
Sedaj mi je Krishna dal znanje, s katerim lahko odprem oči in drugače vidim. In kaj naj sedaj počnem drugače? Kaj naj spremenim?
So Krishna gives Arjuna some basic guidelines how he can free himself, different kinds of yoga.
In Krishna daje Arjuni različne napotke, kako se lahko osvobodi, različne vrste yoga.
He talks about jnana yoga.
Govori o jnana yogi.
Yoga of mental speculation. It may be like this, it might be like this, it could be like that.
Jogi umskega špekuliranja, mogoče je tako, lahko bi bilo tako ali pa tako.
Trying to understand the truth by very high thinking and guessing.
In poskusiš razumeti absolutno resnico z zelo visokim razmišljanjem in ugibanjem.
He teaches him about Ashtanga yoga, where you practice controlling the senses, you practice controlling the breath. You practice controlling the mind. You practice meditation on God in the heart.
Učuje ga o Ashtanga yogi, ker prakticiraš obvladovanje čutov, obvladovanje uma, meditiraš na dušo v srcu.
He teaches him, or not actually teaches, he explains to him different systems of yoga.
Učuje ga, v bistvu ne poučuje, ampak pojasnjuje različne vrste joge.
By which, by following this yoga process, one can realize the param satyam. One can realize knowledge.
In če slediš ta proces joge, potem lahko spoznaš param satyam, lahko spoznaš znanje.
Knowledge has no value unless you put it to work.
Znanje nima nobene vrednosti, razen če ga ne uporabiš v praksi.
Someone goes to school for so many years in high school.
Nekdo vrsto let hodi v srednjo šolo.
Then they go 4 more years in college.
Potem še 4 leta hodi na fakulteto.
Then 2 more years in graduate school.
Potem še 2 leti po diplomskega študija.
And then 3 or 4 more years to get a PhD.
In potem še 3 ali 4 leta za doktorat.
And then some postgraduate research.
Potem še naknadno še neko raziskovanje.
3, 4, 5 years.
3, 4, 5 let.
And then they go home and live with their mother and father and watch TV most of the day.
Potem pa gre domov in živi z mamo in očetom in večino dneva preživi tako, da gleda televizijo.
What is the use in all of that?
Kakšna je korist vsega skupaj?
Knowledge is meant to be used.
Znanje je namenjeno temu, da ga uporabimo.
And the highest knowledge is that knowledge which will help you to get free from the cycle of birth and death and realize your relationship with God.
Najvišje znanje pa je tisto, ki ti bo pomagalo osvoboditi se kroga rojstva in smrti in ti pomagalo spoznati Boga.
So Krishna gives a lot of guidance to Arjuna and then he tells Arjuna that of all different processes, the highest method, the highest yoga, yoginam api sarvesham, is simply to develop love and devotion to me.
Krishna daje Arjuni veliko navodil, ampak na koncu pa pravi, da najviše od vseh teh jog je, če izkazuješ vdanost meni.
Then, here, in the 18th chapter, after explaining so much to Arjuna, Krishna says, think about all I've told you, and then you do what you like.
In tukaj, na koncu Bhagavad Gita, potem ko je Krishna toliko pojasnil Arjuni, mu je rekel, sedaj sem ti vse povedal in naredi, ko želiš.
In other words, Krishna does not force anyone at any stage of their life to do anything that they don't want to do.
Z drugimi besedami, Krishna nikogar nikoli v njegovem življenju ne prisili, da naredi nekaj, česar ne želi narediti.
In the material world, there is action and reaction.
V materialnem svetu je akcija in reakcija.
Krishna is not initiating activities against you or for you.
Krishna ni tisti, ki počne oziroma začne aktivnosti zate ali proti tebi.
If something bad happens to you, don't blame God.
Če se zgodi kaj slabega, ne krivi za to Boga.
He says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu. I am completely equanimical. I am equipoised, equidisposed towards everyone.
Krishna pravi, jaz sem popolnoma enak do vsakogar in razpolaga vsakomor.
How many understand English here?
Koliko jih razume angliško?
Okay, at least half of the people got it. But Krishna simply reciprocates with you on the basis of how much you approach him.
Ampak Krishna ti preprosto uzvrača v skladu s tem, koliko mu ti pristopiš.
Now, the nice thing in the Bhagavad Gita is we have not only Krishna, the supreme person, the supreme authority.
Fina stvar v Bhagavad Gita je to, da nimamo samo Krishne, vrhovne autoritete.
But we also have the supreme disciple, the perfect disciple.
Ampak imamo tudi vrhovnega, popolnega učenca.
A man may be very healthy and potent. He may have good seed.
Moški je lahko zelo zdrav in potenten, lahko da ima dobro seme.
But if the woman is sick and can't conceive, there will be no child.
Ampak če je ženska bolna in neplodna, potem ne bo otroka.
So the man must be potent and the woman must be fertile.
Tako da moški mora biti potenten in ženska mora biti plodna.
The source of knowledge must be perfect and the spiritual aspirant must be very sincere and dedicated.
Vir znanja mora biti popoln in duhovni učenec mora biti zelo iskren in predan.
Then the student can understand by God's grace perfect knowledge.
Potem lahko učenec po Božji milosti razume popolno znanje.
Arjuna vacha, nashto moha smritir labdha tat prasadan mayachuta. Arjuna says, nashto moha. Krishna said, now you do what you like, And a few minutes later, Arjuna says, I accept everything you say, and my illusion is now gone.
Krishna pravi, citaj, naredi kar hočeš, i neka minut kasneje, Arjuna pravi, sprejmem vse, kar si dajal, in sedaj je moja nevednost, iluzija izginila.
So, we also have this opportunity, but we have to take the initiative to practice Krishna consciousness.
Tudi mi imamo to priložnost, ampak mi moramo dati pobudo za to, da bi prakticirali zavest Krišne.
We have to use our senses in a spiritual way instead of a material way.
Tvoja čutila moramo uporabljati na duhoven način namesto na materialen.
We have to stop sinful activity and engage in spiritual activity.
Prenehati moramo z grešnimi aktivnostmi in se vključiti v duhovne aktivnosti.
Then we will notice a difference.
Potem bomo videli razliko.
If a bee comes and starts licking on the outside of a bottle of honey, the bee is not going to get any taste.
Če čebela oblizuje zunanjost kozarca medu, potem ne bo okusila medu.
You have to open the jar, then you can taste the honey.
Moraš odpreti kozarec in potem boš lahko okusil med.
You have to engage your senses, you have to engage your life in some kind of service. There are unlimited ways in which you can serve God.
Moraš vključiti svoje čutila, svoje življenje na nek način v službi Krišne. Obstaja neomejena možnost, kako lahko služiš Bogu.
But you have to approach a devotee and ask him, what service can I do?
Ampak moraš pristopiti k bhakti in ga vprašati, kaj lahko jaz naredim?
Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha devotee. He was a family man.
Srila Prabhupada je bil grihastha bhakta, družinski človek.
He only took sannyas at a later stage in his life when he was 65 years old, something like that.
Sannyasa je sprejel šele kasneje v svojem življenju, ko je bil star kakšnih 65 let.
But whenever he met his guru, his teacher, he always asked, what service can I do? Please give me some service.
Ampak kadarkoli je srečal svojega duhovnega učitelja, ga je vedno vprašal, kaj lahko jaz naredim? Prosim, daj mi kakšno službo.
So that is how we can destroy our doubts and achieve perfect knowledge. The knowledge may be there in the Bhagavad Gita, written down, and you can read it. But to realize it, you have to engage in practical service.
Tako lahko razblinimo svoje dvome in dobimo duhovno znanje. Znanje je lahko zapisano v Bhagavad Giti, ampak da bi ga realizirali, moramo slediti proces.
If you do that, then Krishna will give you great power. He will empower you to do wonderful things in his service.
Če boš to naredil, te bo Krišna dal veliko moči, opolnomočil te bo, da boš lahko naredil velike stvari v njegovi službi.
People all over the world are amazed at how this Krishna consciousness movement has spread so quickly in only some 30 years on practically every continent of the world. There are Krishna temples where devotees are practicing devotional service just the same way as it has been done in India for thousands of years.
Ljudje po vsem svetu so presenečeni, kako je mogoče, da se je gibanje za zavest Krišne razširilo tako hitro po vsem svetu. Praktično v vsaki državi je Krišna tempel, kjer bhakte sledijo tradicijo, ki je v Indiji prisotna že zelo dolgo.
Cultural changes don't usually take place so quickly. It takes sometimes hundreds of years before culture changes even a little bit. And here in only 30 years, Indian culture, Vedic culture has been transplanted in the West.
Spremembe v kulturi se ponavadi ne dogajajo tako hitro, ponavadi traja dolgo časa, da se vsaj ena malenkost spremeni. Ampak tukaj pa že v 30 letih se je v bistvu praktično se je indijska kultura prenesla na zahod.
This is proof that Lord Krishna is present in the Krishna consciousness movement. Devotees are being empowered to do wonderful things.
To je dokaz da je Gospod Krišna prisotan v gibanju za zavest Krišne. Bhakti su opolnomočeni da lahko počnejo čudovite stvari.
And we've also seen very powerful, inspirational, intelligent devotees, when they leave the shelter of Lord Krishna, punar mushiko bhava. Again you become a mouse.
Videli pa smo tudi zelo mogočne, inteligentne, velike bhakte, ki so imeli veliko moči, ampak ko so zapustili to gibanje za zavest Krišne, ko so zapustili Krišno, potem so ponovno postali kot miši.
A poor little cat was chasing after, he was hungry, and he was chasing after a mouse.
Uboga majhna muca je bila lačna in je preganjala miš.
So he was chasing the mouse everywhere.
Posod jo je preganjala.
And the mouse became very, very worried that his life was going to come to an end.
In miš je zelo zaskrbela, da se bo njeno življenje končalo.
So he thought there's only one hope, and he went rushing to the mountains, and he fell flat down, full dandavat, all fours, in front of his favorite yogi.
In pomislila je sedaj samo še ena rešitev je. In potem je hitro tekla v gori in je padla na tla dandavat pred njenega najljubšega jogija.
And he said, "Oh great sage, master of mystic power, my life is in danger. This cat is going to eat me."
In je rekla, "O veliki modrec, gospodar mističnih moči, moje življenje je ogroženo, ta muca me bo pojedla."
So the yogi said, "What do you want?"
Yogi vprašal, "Kaj želiš?"
And the mouse said, "Well, make me a dog."
In miš je rekla, "Naredi me, da bom pes."
So the yogi said, "No problem.
Yogi je rekel,
you become
problem.
A dog."
Postani pes.
And the mouse became a dog.
In miš je postala pes.
And then the cat ran away.
In potem mačka pobegnila.
But then a lion came.
Ampak potem pa je prišel lev.
And started chasing the dog.
In je začel preganjati psa.
So then the dog went back to the yogi and again full dandabat.
Potem se je pes vrnil k jogiju in ponovno padel pred njega.
Oh great yogi, thank you for making me a dog, but...
Oh veliki yogi, hvala, ker si me spremenil psa, ampak...
This lion is chasing me now and my life is in danger.
Sedaj me preganja ta lev in moje življenje je v nevarnosti.
What do you want?
Kaj želiš?
Well, make me a very big tiger.
Spremeni me v zelo velikega tigra.
So, okay, you become a big tiger.
V redu, postani velik tiger.
And so the lion went away.
In lev je pobegnil.
And then the tiger remained there in front of the yogi.
In potem je tiger tam ostal pred jogijem.
And he started licking his lips.
In se je začel oblizovati.
And the yogi said, "You want to eat me, don't you?"
Jogi pa je rekel, "Hočeš me pojesti, a ne?"
And then the tiger began to roar.
In potem je tiger začel rjoveti.
And the yogi said, "Punar mushiko bhava, again you become a mouse."
Potem je yogi rekel, ponovno postani miš.
So, we can be empowered by Krishna to do so many wonderful things as long as we remember that everything is coming from Krishna and we should never think that we are Krishna.
Torej, Krišna nas tako polnomoči, da počnemo veliko čudovitih stvari, ampak samo toliko časa, dokler se bomo zavedali, da vse prihaja od Krišne in da mi nismo Krišna.
We are always the humble servants of Krishna.
Mi smo vedno ponižni Krišnovi služabniki.
He can give us full knowledge.
Lahko nam da popolno znanje.
But he wants to see how we are humble how we are free from the bodily conception of life, how we are completely surrendered, yatechasi yata kuru.
Ampak želi videti, koliko smo ponižni, koliko smo osvobojeni materialnega koncepta življenja.
How we are prepared to do whatever he tells us.
In koliko smo pripravljeni storiti, kar nam reče.
So, I'll stop there.
Tukaj bom zaključil.
Are there any questions or comments?
Kakšno vprašanje ali komentar?
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, as long as it's 25 words or less.
V redu, dokler je 25 besed ali pa manj.
Okay, so basically we have come here to fulfill our material desires and dharma, artha, kama, moksha. There are four activities of the conditioned soul in the material world.
Danes mi smo prišli sem v materialni svet in obstajajo štiri aktivnosti, ki jih duša počne tukaj.
And within these four things, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, there are rules.
To so religioznost, materialni napredek, čutno uživanje in osvoboditev. In znotraj teh štirih stvari so določena pravila.
Just like if you get a new Mercedes-Benz car.
Tako kot če dobiš novega Mercedesa.
So there's a manufacturer's instruction booklet how to use it.
Zraven obstaja knjiga, kako uporabljati, ne?
Now, supposing you're driving along at 150 kilometers an hour.
In recimo, da voziš 150 km na uro.
Going to Zagreb.
V Zagreb.
And then you remember that you left something in Ljubljana.
In se potem spomniš, da si nekaj pozabil v Ljubljani.
So at 150 kilometers an hour, you put the gear into reverse.
In pri 150 km na uro prestaviš v zratno.
Now if you'd have looked in the instruction booklet, you would have found out that's not the way to turn around.
In če pogledaš v navodila, vidiš, da to ni način, kako obračati avto.
In fact, you just burned out your gearbox.
V bistvu si pravkar naredil eno veliko napako.
So similarly, Krishna has given the material world and he is the manufacturer and he has given an instruction booklet how you can fulfill your material desires. And you have to follow that guidelines. Otherwise, you'll break your gearbox. You'll blow your whole car up.
In podobno, Krishna je dal ta materialni svet in zraven je podal še Bhagavad Gita, navodila, kako zadovoljevati materialne želje. In če tega ne boš storil skladu s temi navodili, potem boš uničil avto.
Yes, you had a question.
Jaz bi želela vedeti razliko med tem, med nerazumevanjem znanja in
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahaitukam. If someone engages in Bhakti Yoga, then Krishna from within the heart and from without will give you knowledge and will help you to become renounced from the material world.
Če nekdo izvaja bhakti jogo, potem ti Krishna od zunaj in znotraj v srcu da znanje.
Even if you could go to a what we call a crash course, a condensed course, a 2-month course in knowledge and study everything there is about spiritual life. Even if you could do that.
Tudi če bi lahko šel na en zelo intenziven tečaj, ekstremno intenziven tečaj duhovnega znanja, tudi če bi to lahko naredili.
It would still take you a full lifetime or more.
In nam še vedno vzelo vsaj eno življenje ali pa še več.
To realize that knowledge, to see that knowledge as clear as day.
Da bi to znanje spoznali, da bi ga jasno videli.
So, we have a balanced diet.
Tako da mi imamo uravnoteženo dieto.
We don't just take all sweets.
Mi ne jemo samo sladkari.
You can't just have pizza every day of the week.
Ne moreš vsak dan v tednu jesti samo pizza.
You have to have some rice, some dal, some vegetables, some chapati, some bread, and is that a special instruction that the flag? Okay. You need a balanced diet, and Krishna will give you knowledge.
Moraš jesti malo riža, malo dala, malo zelenjave, malo kruha, čapatijev. Moraš imeti uravnoteženo prehrano in Krišna ti bo dal znanje.
Knowledge will help you to practice devotion better.
Znanje ti bo pomagalo, da boš bolje izvajala vdanost.
And better devotion will help you to get newer and deeper realization.
Večjo danost pa ti bo pomagala, da dobiš nove in globlje spoznanje.
Any other question?
Še kakšno vprašanje?
Do any of our guests have any questions? No?
Na kakšen od naših novih gostov vprašanje?
Yes? You have a question? You want to know about anything new happening in the temple these days? Yeah? Okay. How many of you saw the video that we showed a couple of weeks ago? Here in the temple? Well, not many of you. Too bad. Anyway, next lifetime. I have the latest video on Hare Krishna, the world of Hare Krishna. It's almost 2 hours of what is happening in ISKCON, in South America, in North America, in Africa, in China, in India.
Imam najnovejši video svet Hare Krishna, kaj se najnovejšega dogaja v Severni Ameriki, Južni Ameriki, na Kitajskem, v Afriki.
So it's very, very beautiful, and it shows farm communities and congregation and Rath Yatra festivals.
Je zelo lep video, prikazuje kmetijske skupnosti, kongregacijo, festivale Rath Yatra.
And it shows also some wonderful temples that we have in India. Just this last year we opened a $10 million temple in New Delhi. Made from beautiful marble and very ornately carved stone and multimedia projects, and it's just incredible. $10 million temple in Delhi. That's more than a $10 million temple in Slovenia, because money goes a long way there.
Narejen je iz najboljšega marmorja in zelo fino izrezan kamen in multimedijska predstava. Neverjeten je, veliko več je vreden, kot če bi tukaj imeli tempel za $10 million.
And last year we opened a $10 million temple in Bangalore and a $5 million temple in Ahmedabad, and there are other projects underway.
In lansko leto smo še odprli en 10 milijon dolarski tempel v Bangaloru in potem 5 milijonov dolarski tempel v Ahmedabadu.
And there are project temples being built right now in Madras, which is the third or fourth largest city in India.
Trenutno gradijo še tempel v Madrasu, ki je tretje ali četrto največje mesto v Indiji.
Right on the beach.
Na obali.
Beautiful beach.
Na čudoviti plaži.
Big waves for surfing. No. Some surfing, not much.
Valovi za surfanje.
And in Patna, in Bihar, in Calcutta, a $15 million temple is under construction.
Tudi v Patni, v Biharju in v Kalkuti se gradi tempel za 15 milijonov dolarjev.
So the video shows all those things.
In ta video prikazuje vse te stvari.
And you get to see how beautiful, you know, chanting Hare Krishna is fun, but when you can chant Hare Krishna in a big beautiful temple with big beautiful deities and many many devotees, it's super.
Tete, Hare Krishna je zabavno, ampak če lahko poješ Hare Krishna v velikem in čudovitem templu z čudovitimi in velikimi božanstvi z mnogo bhaktami, potem je to super.
So all of you have actually decided that you want to make Ljubljana temple super.
Vi ste se v bistvu odločili, da naredite Ljubljanski tempel super.
At least first stage.
Kaj prvi stopni?
Someday we'll build our own temple here. But for now, this is Krishna's temple and we can make it better.
Nekod bomo sami zgradili tempel, ampak za enkrat je to Krishna tempel in ga lahko izboljšamo.
Now, for example, except for a lecture when you can lean back against it and rest and even go to sleep.
Razen na predavanju, ko se lahko nasloniš nazaj in celo zadremaš.
The ugliest thing in this temple are these pillars here.
So najgorša stvar v tem templu tele stebri.
Because hardly Prabhupada can see the deities. And, you know, maybe it's good for Nisringadev plays or something, but...
Mogoče so dobri za drame o Nisringadevu.
But it would be nice to have a temple without any pillars in it, a big hall.
Ampak lepo bi bilo imeti tempel brez tih stebrov, veliko dvorano.
In Mayapur, in the new temple which will come up in the future,
v novem templu v Mayapuru, ki bo zgrajen v prihodnosti,
we are going to have 7-foot Pancha Tattva deity, 7 foot tall.
Bomo imeli ogromno božanstva Pancha Tattva, več kot 2 metra visoka, več kot 2,5 metra.
It's very ecstatic to dance in front of full-sized, life-sized deities.
Zelo ekstatično je plesati pred božanstvi v naravni velikosti.
Now, your Gorni Thai, they're very, very beautiful.
Vaši Gorni Thai so zelo, zelo lepi.
Can somebody give me some binoculars? These are usually called Utsav deities in India. You take them on a palanquin in a parade or a festival. But we would like to have 7 foot, well, 5 foot Panchatattva deities here.
Ampak radi bi pa imeli tukaj 2 metra oziroma malo manj velika božanstva Panchatattva.
Wouldn't that be nice to have full life-size deities?
A ne bi bilo to lepo, da bi imeli božanstva naravne velikosti?
Wouldn't that be nice?
A ne bi bilo to lepo?
Bravo!
Bravo!
Okay. So, you want it, so we'll have them.
And it would be nice to have a big, beautiful altar made from marble.
In lepo bi bilo imeti velik čudovit oltar iz marmorja.
Right?
A ne?
Vivo!
Vivo!
And for the 5 foot size deities, we could have beautiful outfits made from silk and beautiful colors and jari, gold jari. And there's so much you can do with large size deities, and they just become so attractive, you think that they're going to jump off the altar and start dancing with you.
In za božanstva naravne velikosti bi lahko izdelali oblačila iz prave svile in s čudovitimi okraski iz zlata. Čudovite stvari v velikih božanstvih je to, da jih lahko tako lepo oblečeš in kar misliš, da bo kar oživela in skočila iz altarja.
So there's only one tiny, tiny little thing that's between the pillars leaving and the altar coming and the deities dancing, only one little thing in between.
Je pa samo še ena mala stvar vmes med tem, da bodo božanstva začela plesati in da se bodo stebri podarili in da bo velik lep oltar.
We've got to invite Srimati Lakshmi Devi.
Moramo povabiti Srimati Lakshmi Devi.
So, I don't have that. I think you've all received this these pamphlets.
I think that you've dobili te letake.
And I think you've all seen. Have you seen those pamphlets with the new temple?
A ste videli tiste letake z novim templom?
How many have got one of those pamphlets?
Kdo ima enega?
Yeah. Who doesn't have one? So it explains what we need. We already have 5,000 marks, and that was just in a few days' collection.
Tam je pojasnjeno, kaj vse potrebujemo. Imamo že 5,000 mark in to smo zbrali nekaj dni.
And all we need is a paltry amount, a small amount of 50,000 marks.
Potrebujemo pa še malenkostnih 50,000 mark.
Now, any one of you could probably give the full amount as pocket change.
Vsakdo od vas bi verjetno lahko zlahka dal kot žepnino te znesek.
But that wouldn't be fair to the others.
Ampak to ne bi bilo pravično do ostalih.
We want to give everybody a chance.
Vsakomor hočemo dati priložnost.
So, now, yatechasi yatha kuru. It's up to you what you want to do.
In sedaj je na vas, kako odločite, kaj želite narediti.
This is your temple, and Krishna is giving you a chance to serve him with the fruits of your work.
To je vaš tempel in Krishna vam daje priložnost, da mu služite s plodovi vašega dela.
You probably all think that I'm a sannyasi, right?
Vi si verjetno mislite, da sem jaz sannyasi, kaj ne?
How many people think that I'm a sannyasi?
Koliko jih misli, da sem jaz sannyasi?
Okay. But you know what Lord Krishna says?
Ampak veste, kaj pravi Gospod Krishna?
Lord Krishna says that the real sannyasi is one who uses the fruits of his work for the service of Krishna.
Gospod Krishna pravi, da je pravi sannyasi tisti, ki plodove svojega dela uporabi v Krishnovi službi.
Not he who lights no fire or does no work. Me, I don't do any work. I'm real lazy.
Ne tisti, ki ničesar ne počne.
So, this is my humble request that by next year, early next year, or whatever, when I come back, that you should have no pillars here.
Torej, moja ponižna prošnja je, da v začetku naslednjega leta, ali pa vse naslednjičko pridem, da ne bi več bilo stebrov tukaj.
And a beautiful marble altar with 5 foot pancha tattva, 5 deities dancing on the altar.
In da bi imeli čudoviti oltar iz marmorja z velikimi božanstvi, 5 božanstv, ki plešejo na oltarju.
Now, if all of us work together as a team, we can do this. It's not difficult.
Če bomo vsi skupaj sodelovali kot tim, potem to sploh ne bo težko.
Believe me, I know we are going to go back to Godhead together. Individually, it'll be very tough.
Verjemite mi, jaz vem, da bomo šli skupaj nazaj, da bomo šli nazaj Bogu skupaj. Individualno bo zelo težko.
But if we try to see each other as brothers and sisters, as family, then it can be very, very easy to please Krishna and to go back to Krishna.
Ampak če se poskusimo videti kot brate in sestre, kot družina, potem bo zelo lahko zadovoljiti Krishna in se vrniti nazaj k njemu.
We all have the same father, Lord Krishna, and we all have his representative, Srila Prabhupada, and they're asking us to do this simple little work together.
Vsi imamo skupnega očeta, Krishna, in njegovega predstavnika, Srila Prabhupada, in oni dva nas prosita, naj to malo delo naredimo skupaj.
So just like Sudama was very poor.
Tako kot Sudama, on je bil zelo reven.
But he wanted to give something to Krishna, so he borrowed some, not full grain rice, but it was chipped rice, broken rice.
Ampak bil zelo, zelo reven, ampak Krishna je hotel nekaj podariti, zato si je sposodil ne cel riž, ne, ampak prelomljena rižova zrna.
The broken rice is always cheaper than the ones that are, the grains that are unbroken. So Sudama was so poor, he couldn't even borrow full grain rice. He borrowed broken rice.
Prelomljen riž je vedno cenejši od celozrnatega. In on je bil tako ubog, tako reven, da se ni mogel niti sposoditi celozrnatega riža, ampak tega polomljenega.
And when he went to visit his school friend, Krishna, and to give him a little gift, he became ashamed that he had nothing really to offer, so he hid the rice behind his back.
In ko je šel na obisk svojemu prijatelju iz šole, sošolcu Krišni, potem ga je postalo sram, da mu ne more nič primernega podariti in zato je skril ta riž za hrbet.
And he was so embarrassed, but Krishna knew that he had that rice and he said, "What have you got there?" And he pulled his hand out from behind his back.
Bilo mu je zelo nerodno, ampak Krishna je povedal, da on ima ta riž in potem je vprašal, "Kaj imaš tam?" In mu je vzel roko, grabil ga za roko in vzel ta riž.
And Krishna grabbed at the rice and he started to eat it.
Krishna pograbil ta riž in ga začel jesti.
It was uncooked.
To ni bil niti
broken rice.
Ne ta prelomljen riž.
And Rukmini said, stop, if you eat any more, you'll have to repay Sudama so much.
Rukmini pa reka, nehaj, če boš še jedel, potem boš moral toliko povrniti Sudami.
So Krishna was so pleased by that simple offering of Sudama that when Sudama returned home, his wife was in a giant palace and she was being served by hundreds of servants and there were parks and beautiful ponds with birds and she was in ecstasy.
In Krishna je bil tako zadovoljen s to majhno Sudamovo daritvijo, da ko se je Sudama vrne, je bila njegova žena v čudoviti palači z ribniki in sluškinjami.
She said, go and offer some more rice.
Pojdi ponudimo še malo riža.
No, she didn't do
that. Ni tega naredila.
But the point is that I've seen really, I'm internationally, I do big fundraising and I've seen so many people donate for spiritual causes and you never lose.
Ampak videl sem po vsem svetu, da ljudje toliko podarjajo za duhovne namene in nikoli ne izgubijo.
God gives back whatever you give to him plus much more.
Bog ti povrne, karkoli mu daš in še veliko več.
So if we have faith in the Lord and we give from our heart for his service, not chipped rice, we don't need more broken rice, but real donations.
Torej, če imamo vero v Boga in mu damo ne še več polomenega riža, tega ne rabimo, ampak prave donacije.
Then we can do this project.
Potem lahko izpolnimo ta projekt.
And when you see it happening, it'll increase your faith and your devotion so much. You'll be so happy when you see that we worked together and we did this thing and it happened. And it'll be a joy to your heart. You won't be able to spend your money in a better way.
Ako boste videli kako se ta projekt uresničuje, kako za nekaj delamo skupaj in se to uresničuje, potem bo to toliko povečalo vašo vero in vdanost in ne boste več videli boljšega načina, da bi porabili svoj denar.
And if you don't have even broken rice, then you can give your time to help organize fundraising.
Če pa nimate niti prelomljenega riža, potem lahko posedite svoj čas, da bomo organizirali zbiranje sredstev.
Or you can give your time to sell pizzonis or whatever they call them.
Ali pa posedite svoj čas za prodajanje pizzon ali
pizzone, yeah. Whatever, you can do something to make this temple, new temple, a reality.
Karkoli, nekaj lahko naredite, da bo ta novi tempel postal resničnost.
So should we do it? Do we want it?
Ali ne to naredimo, to naredimo?
Huh? That's not very enthusiastic.
Ni zelo entuziastično.
We want this new Panchatattva temple?
Hello!
Panchatattva temple ki!
Hey!
Okay. So we'll be waiting outside the door with buckets you can put your money
in.
Okay. I get my commission later on.